Welcome back to our show. Elaine Douglas is our guest. She's with the Committee to Reform MUFON. And we're talking, we're actually naming names at this point. Chuck Modlin. If they've listened to the show, they know, they've heard Chase Klotsky talk about it. He solely was responsible for her leaving MUFON. You know Chuck, don't you, Elaine? I mean, you've met him personally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know Chuck. Yes, I know Chuck.
I haven't met him. I did get an email from him saying that he heard that I was hearing things about him that was untrue.
But, you know, you get the feeling from the tone of this phone call that whoever these people are, they'd gotten everything they wanted up until right then. It's the first time they didn't get what they wanted immediately. And they seem to have lost their cool. And this extraordinary persona leaps out of nowhere to Chase. It's Chuck Modlin, and she says he's shaking with anger. And he says to her, "Do you know who I am? I've shaken hands with every president. You don't know who you're dealing with." To me, how does that sound to you, Jerry? To me, that is very sinister language. You don't know who you're dealing with. So Chase says, "Who am I dealing with? Are you working on this case?" She says, "You know, if you're not working on this case, then you don't need this data." She says, "Have you filled out a STAR team application?" And he answers her, "I don't need to fill out an application. I'm one of the seven."
A couple of interesting things about that STAR team deal. Modlin told Chase, "I was on the STAR team way before Bigelow. But he's only been in MUFON for about 4 years, and Bigelow had that contract about 3 years ago, so that doesn't make sense. And secondly, I asked Cliff about it, Clifford Cliff, the international director, and he first on the air last week told me no, there had not been a STAR team. Then he wrote me an email and said, "I may have been mistaken. I'm hearing rumors and talking to people who say there was one." So that's kind of strange. The international director didn't seem to know. James Carrion didn't seem to know. What's going on here?
Chase says to Modlin, she says, "Is this where our cases are disappearing to? Are you telling me there are seven..." I'm reading right now from my notes from her interview. "Are you telling me there are seven of you who do what you want and there's no oversight? What are you doing with the cases? Selling information to Bigelow? Are you sending it to the government who's disrupting our cases? Whatever you're doing with it, the state directors don't know about it. The members don't know about it. The public doesn't know about it. That's secrecy and it doesn't belong in MUFON," unquote, Chase Klotsky.
"There are too many secrets. Too damn many secrets."
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. And the next thing I'm going to tell you is, you know how they say in the news business, "This just in"?
Okay, I'm ready.
"This just in"? Okay, a few days ago, a fellow named Steve Reichman in California, he's the former chief investigator for Northern California. He's one of the people who was forced out of MUFON.
I knew that.
He received a call from one Jimmy Hughes. Jimmy Hughes is the state director, the current state director of MUFON for Montana. And Jimmy Hughes proceeds to tell the following to Steve Reichman. And he attributes it to Murray. He says, "This information comes from Marie, and this is what I'm telling you." Now, before I tell you what Jimmy Hughes had to say, Jerry, I want to say that we're not endorsing this information, the Committee to Reform MUFON or Elaine Douglas, and we don't know if it's true or not. But what we do say is, why is a state director of MUFON calling up and saying these things, attributing them to Marie Malzahn. If Marie Malzahn did say these things, then why did she say them to Jimmy Hughes? Or what? What is going on? All I can tell you for sure is that Steve Reichmuth received this call from Jimmy Hughes, in which Jimmy Hughes says, a Bigelow is giving money to the board of directors. He's talking about current. He says, the membership doesn't matter to the board, whether it's up or down. It doesn't matter. What matters is collecting high strangeness cases and sequestering them, making them disappear. Jimmy Hughes says, it's a fact. The purpose for the government is for the government to get an indication of how the phenomena is impacting the general population. He says, when you hit the delete button on CMS to delete a case, the case goes to a place where the ordinary people can't get access to it. Now, you know, when I heard this, as I said, we don't know if this is true. This phrase, the purpose is for the government to get an indication of how the phenomena is impacting the general population. I wrote that down from Steve telling me, and I thought, you know, I could have written that phrase myself. And I talked it over with the people in the Committee to Reform MUFON, and we said, well, we can't use this information because we don't know if it's true. So we're not putting it out there tonight saying that it's true. We're putting it out there saying that we're pretty sure that Jimmy Hughes did call Steve Reichmuth and make these statements to him. Bigelow is giving money to the board of directors. The membership doesn't matter whether it's up or down. What matters is collecting high strangeness cases and making them disappear. It's a fact. The purpose is for the government to get an indication of how the phenomena is impacting the general population. Now, if I was to call Jimmy Hughes, he wouldn't speak with me because I'm on the Committee to Reform MUFON. Somebody needs to call him and ask him if Steve Reichmuth, and he ask him if Marie made these statements to him, and somebody needs to call Marie and ask her if she made these statements, and maybe we can find out if there's any truth to these allegations. We're reporting here simply what we, you know, have this just in, as they say in the news business, and we don't know if it's true or not. But, so Jerry, from the things that I've said to you tonight, what's your reaction to what I've said to you?
My reactions are mixed emotions, Elaine. We've depended on MUFON for years, for especially sightings reports, but also for lots of UFO information. I've always had a good relationship with everyone at MUFON, and I don't know that I've ever gotten crosswise with anybody. And then we hear all this, and it saddens me. And, you know, you can't hear all of this and discount it all. And we're making an attempt to get to the bottom of it. I just don't really want to destroy MUFON. It was a great organization and can be again.
And we want a transparent MUFON. We want a MUFON that serves the people. MUFON is, I call MUFON, if MUFON was what it should be, is the intelligence agency for the people. That's what I call MUFON, the intelligence agency for the people. Because no one is telling us what is happening. But MUFON could, and that is their job. MUFON's job is to collect, analyze UFO reports, and let the members and the public know what they have found. That is, you know, MUFON's job isn't even to find out the secret of UFOs, what they really are. Their job is to get all information out to the public. Because nobody is working for the public on this except for organizations such as MUFON. And the idea that MUFON would have had its purposes rededicated to the service of the UFO cover-up is just, it's intolerable to me. And, you know, Jerry, there's a lot of people who go around talking about disclosure, how they want disclosure, and they're mad at the government because the government has no right to hide this information from the American people. I'm telling them, we're fighting the cover-up right here in MUFON. It's right here in MUFON. It, you know, if our suppositions are correct, that we don't have to go somewhere else to fight the cover-up. The cover-up is here, and we're trying to redeem MUFON and bring it back to the purpose that it needs to serve, which is the public interest. And, you know, I told you at the top of this program that I was really awakened by being fired. You know, that gets your attention. And the first thing that I focused on with MUFON is all these nasty practices which have taken root in MUFON over the past 4 years. You know, I don't know what to call them except by this word authoritarian. Authoritarian practices. Not only firing, but intimidations of members, stripping people of their field investigators' badges, blocking them out of CMS, MUFON telling you right to your face that they're going to fire you without cause, giving you forms to sign, rules, regulations, investigations, lying to members, you know, discouraging people from asking questions, regimentation, the secrecy oaths, emphasis on rank in MUFON, bureaucracy, chains of command, monumental rudeness. You know, shall I go on? It all adds up to a climate of fear in MUFON. You heard Chase say, Marie said to Chase, "Chase, how dare you? Know your place." All these practices, Jerry, they were never there in MUFON before. Our wonderful little mom and pop operation, MUFON, we never had this kind of stuff being inflicted on the membership. And you know, over the last months, I've taken to saying MUFON carries itself as though we're a public agency backed by the force of law. And I've wondered over and over, where did these practices come from? You know, you saw that extraordinary self-confidence when that personality of Chuck Modlin jumped out of the phone talking to Chase. You know, do you know who you're talking to? You don't know who you're dealing with. He had this attitude of command, the attitude of somebody who's very used to giving orders and being obeyed. It certainly wasn't the attitude of one MUFON volunteer to another. And can I give you an aside here? I want to give you a little aside. Daryl Sims talks about, Daryl Sims is a Texas independent.
Right. We know Daryl, and he's a good friend of Chuck Modlin's.
Yeah, he talks about being at the home of an abductee. And this abductee, Bigelow, displayed extreme interest in this person. He has, he lives on a property where there's many high strangeness events going on.
Is this the one where the FBI agent showed up, the former FBI agent?
This is the home of John Edmund.
Hello, John.
Yes. And so Daryl is there with John, and, you know, they're trying to deal with his case. And Bigelow is calling and calling and calling, repeatedly calling, trying to get John to do this or that. And the thing that caught my attention was Daryl says that the Bigelow people ordered him around. Now, Daryl's quick to tell you that he didn't take any orders from Bigelow. But here's Bigelow calling and giving Daryl orders. So here's, again, is this order giving. You know, where is this coming from? And where's the chutzpah? So what I am going to suggest to you, Jerry, is that these authoritarian practices that we've seen in MUFON is like seeping out of this intelligence operation. If there is an intelligence operation in the heart of MUFON, it's trickling out. It's like diffusing throughout MUFON the personality of the intelligence operation. Because do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes.
That's where this kind of abusive authoritarianism is coming from. It's kind of like being copied or something, you know, and spread throughout MUFON. And so if you ask any questions, they tell you, don't pay any attention to that. You know, if our hypothesis is correct, you know, they need obedient people who will ignore what they're told to ignore. People who do what they're told to do. Larry Gessner being told, oh, don't worry about it, Larry. It's probably just some military security cases. It's very upsetting. And I guess that the end point is really just to say that this board has permitted this all to take place. You know, they let Bigelow in if he's the source of it. There are people who will tell you really that Bigelow is harmless, and some people will say, well, you know, there's a war going on inside MUFON between Bigelow and the CIA or something. Obviously we don't know. We don't know, and we probably never will know. But it shouldn't be there. And this board that we have shouldn't have let it become like it is. They shouldn't have let the secrecy creep in. They shouldn't have let the authoritarianism creep in. They shouldn't be calling David Wispy in Colorado and saying, you know, you take your name off that proposal or you're going to be fired. I mean, that's not a 501c3 volunteer charitable organization dedicated to the betterment of mankind. It's turned into something else.
Elaine Douglas, we're going to leave it there. Elaine is with the committee to reform MUFON. We have more MUFON investigations coming up, more programs on MUFON. And Elaine, we appreciate you being candid.